Podcast Network Asia.
Punchline with Alex Calleja is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Now, exclusively on Spotify and powered by Anchor. Libre lang gumawa ng podcast sa Anchor, kaya kung isa ka ring aspiring podcaster, sign up na sa anchor.fm. Welcome sa another episode ng Punchline with Alex Calleja. Siyempre, masaya ako ngayon dahil 2023 at maraming salamat sa mga nanonood at nakikinig sa atin dahil meron na tayong yung video, no? At alam ko, isa sa mga paborito natin makita ay ang napakagandang si Katrina Dovey. Kat?
Hello! Hi, Alex! Tara naman tayo!
Ganda mo, Kat?
Pogi mo.
Ano nangyari sa'yo, Kat? Kumusta? Mula nung muli tayo nag-uusap?
Wala. More relaxing lang. I filmed the show in a movie rather in December. Oo. And then after that, parang relax lang. Just enjoying life, loving myself.
Yung last nakausap ko tao, single ka eh. Single ka ba ngayon?
Yes.
Mamatay? Paano yan? Pwede pa ba tayo? But dati, ang nagugustuhan nila pag nag-uusap tayo, parang may tension tayong dalawa. Na,
tension sa side, pa rin eh.
Meron sa side ko lang yun, no? Masyado ka lang mabait sa akin, no? Pero hindi pa tayo nagkikita.
Ang mamahal kita, Alex. That's true.
Anong unang mong gagawin pag nakita mo ako sa personal?
Yayakapin ka ng mahigpit.
Hanggang mamatay.
De, may mga 10
kita.
Seconds.
May kiss kita nun? May kiss kita?
Pwede sa cheek?
Kahit nausapang bulahan lang, hindi man lang tinaas yung... Hindi mo lang sinabi, oo, para lang, hindi naman mangyayari. Gagawin mo pa rin naman yung gusto mo. At least, naangat man lang yung self-esteem ko. Ganun.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng kiss para umangat yan kasi pogi-pogi ka na at sobrang blooming ka ngayon, ah. Obvious.
Kahit ano ba, sinabi mo, single ka, ano? Taka. Siyempre, naranasan mo yung social media where may mga app na may dating, may mga you can easily get into a relationship. Diba relationship, no? Meet girls or guys.
Relationship.
No? Oh, okay. Ikaw ba, nakaranas ka ng old style and this social media? O social media na yung way of ano mo? Saan ba?
Prefer ko talaga is the old style. Like, not relying on dating apps to meet people. I really like meeting like my friends' friends and then it leads to something, you know. But I don't like meeting people online. Sorry.
Oo. Oo nga, pero maraming nag-a-attempt sa'yo online or maraming... Ngayon, based sa personal na experience mo, ano yung mga style ng lalaki sa'yo to, you know, to catch your attention, to court you? Ano mga style nila madalas?
Maraming style yan. Iba-iba.
Like?
Pwedeng slide in the DM. Some of them try to come off nice. I mean, I'm sure they are, pero may balak.
May balak. Ramdam mo?
I still like building connection before anything happens. Gusto ko malaman that we're compatible as friends before we turn into anything more, of course.
Ah, ganun ka? Hindi kayong parang, you know, spur of the moment, spontaneous. Then...
No, I always get to know people before I decide to be in a romantic relationship with them.
Pero, madalas ka mo ma-judge na you're liberated? Pero...
I'm sure a lot of people in the Philippines think I'm more liberated than, you know, than the masa. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I grew up with open-minded parents. So, of course, that gets passed down to the kids.
Oh, pero yung social media, sabihin natin, ikaw ba, nakikita ba yung effects ng mga... ng social media dun sa, you know, the relationship ng babae at lalaki. Ano sa tingin mo yung, ano masasaya mo dun in terms of ano, yung mga nagkakaligawan sa social media?
But anong there's nothing wrong with that. There have been so many relationships around me na nagkakilala sa Tinder or whatever dating app. Tapos nagkakatuluyan talaga and they have happy relationships. So I don't see anything wrong with that. It's just a personal decision for me na mas gusto ko yung in-person.
Yung sa tingin ba? Sa tingin ba, dahil sa mga Tinder na yan, tumaas yung ano? Tumaas yung... Yung ano ba? Yung ibig sabihin yung ano ng relationship, yung stability, mas nakaka-apekto ba yun sa ano ba, pagiging, you know, sincere o pagiging ano sa tingin mo yung impact nito compared to, you know, before? Ako kasi para mag-express ka ng gusto mo sa isang babae, text ka. Ayun, pinaka-latest na no, text, pero at the end of the day you have to date. Pero ngayon kasi pwede kang wholesale one template, send it to 20 girls and then pray that, yeah, ano, may matatama. Ikaw, ano sa tingin mo yung impact ng social media sa inyong mga ano? Kasi you're young eh.
It, hookup culture is so prevalent in today's society. Like, everyone thinks it's so easy to look for something better because there's so many people available to us now through our phones. Like, at your hand, you can communicate to millions of people. And that makes a lot of people, I guess, think that they have more options and hindi na sila makontento sa pag-ibig na nabibigay sa kanila ng mga jowa nila.
Ikaw ba? Siguro nagka-relationship ka na naman. Alam mo na yung ganyang mga social media. Are you parang maigpit ka na you have to see the ano, kung sino yung makachat, you need to see the password? Kasi importante yan eh. Ang tanong niyan eh, kay ikaw ba, pag naipag-relasyon ka ba, kailangan mo makuha yung makita yung mga social media kausap ng boyfriend mo? O ano ka ba? Paano ka ba makarelasyon?
At this point in my life, I wouldn't ask for that at all. Like, I respect the privacy. Pero siguro nung high school pa ako, nung toxic pa ako mag-isip, you know, meron yung mga ganun, yung masiselos ka. But at this point in my life, I'm so secure with myself and I want to extend that trust to my partner. Kasi kung walang trust, then what's the point of the relationship, di ba?
Eh, paano pag halimbawa yung partner mo ang magre-request ng social media access sa'yo? Will you allow that?
I mean, if they just want to look through my Instagram, I don't care. Wala naman akong tinatago. But again, you know, you gotta respect each other's privacy. And of course, I'd want my boyfriend to be secure as well na hindi niya kailangan gawin yun to feel good about himself. Like, alam niyang I would never look for someone because I'm already with him.
Anong reason? Ha? Anong reason para manghihingi ka ng access to the social media of your boyfriend and vice versa?
Siguro, if someone I trusted told me, kunyari, they saw him with a girl or that something's up, then maybe I would be like, hey, is anything going on? You know, just talk about it. I don't think it needs to get to the point na I'm gonna look through his phone, because if you really have doubts, then just leave, you know? Like, you don't need to break a relationship. Just end it on good terms and move forward rather than turning it into a toxic cycle. Like, no one wants a relationship like that.
Anong pinakaayaw mo basang message sa inbox ng if ever may boyfriend ka? Anong mga red flags na message na aksidente lang, ha? Accidental.
Siguro, like, kung marami talaga siyang babae na mini-message and it's very flirty, then that's clearly a red flag, di ba? We want someone who's loyal.
Bigyan mo ako ng isang line na pwedeng, para matuto yung mga babae dito eh. Halimbawa, di ba may inbox, mababasa mo yung unang lines man lang. Anong mga lines ang mga ayaw mong mabasa? Na sa tingin mo, na parang valid reason para,
Probably like a 2 a.m. text, you up, mga ganon. Like, you wanna meet up, something like that, I don't know, like, hey, sexy, mga ganyang line.
What's your, what are you wearing, no?
Yeah, yung mga ganyan.
Ikaw, Kat, I know na you're matinuka sa relationship, you respect, narinig ko naman sa bosses mo, no? Anong boundary mo, for example, to break that? Anong, halimbawa, meron ka isang guy na gustong-gusto, gustong-gusto mo yung guy. As in, talagang pasok talaga siya sa gustong-gusto mo. Pero my girlfriend or my wife, una-una, ang sasagot mo dyan, hindi mo tutuloy, tama?
Yes.
I know. Andito na ako eh. What will parang make you pursue that man na kahit na in a relationship?
Nothing. And that's an honest answer. If someone says, I have a wife, I have a girlfriend, like, I respect that relationship as well. And I would never want someone to do that to my relationship.
Oh.
So, yeah. You just respect others. You treat others how you would want others to treat you.
Paano pag hihiwalayan ko na yung asawa? Ako pala nagtatanong. Ako pala, personal na question.
Uy, Alex, huwag ka nga.
Personal na question pala. Nag-piece na pala na information. Hindi na pala para sa podcast.
Oo, hindi na for a friend. For you na yun.
Ito naman. What's a deal breaker for you, Kat? What's a deal breaker?
Liars, cheaters. You know, like, same old.
Oh, what's your understanding level? Yung, ilan ang strike mo to, for a person?
I think that's situational. Siyempre, di ba, you assess what's going on and is this worth continuing or do we just end it here?
Ikaw, paano ka bang klaseng babae? Alimbawa, nakita mo yung how judgmental are you? Bibigay tayo ng mga situation tapos i-assess ko yung reaction ni Kat Dobie. Ayokong explain mo ha. Gusto kong sabihin mo sa akin na ito ang gagawin ko. Ayoko nung verbal ha. Ito, sasabihin ko yung boyfriend mo nasa sinian ka with your friends. Palabas yung boyfriend mo may kasamang girl. Pero walang holding hands. Pero ano sila? Walang holding lang, pero silang dalawa lang, palabas sa sinihan, and papasok ka. Anong scenario yung mangyayari dito, Kat?
Lapitan ko sila. Hello, what's going on here? Kamusta? How's the movie?
anong judgment ng isang Kat Dobie sa sitwasyon na yun?
Siyempre, we don't assume.
Ano?
Wala namang caught red-handed na nagmumomol sila or holding hands sila. Oh. So we don't assume. We go up and we ask. We talk about it. We see what's going on.
Lagyan natin isa pang level. Hindi nagsabi sa'yo, aalis kayo. Niyaya mo siya umalis. Sabi niya, magiging busy siya. Tapos, ayun naman ang sitwasyon na dala-dala natin. Nasa lubo mo siya galing sa baba. Wala pa yung holding hands. Ano ang reaksyon ng isang Kat Dobie?
Oh, kala ko busy ka.
Pag sinabi niya, ay, biglang nag-iaya ito, hindi na, natapos ko na yung ginagawa ko eh.
So inuna mo siya bago ako.
kasi, I was about to call you, kaya lang ito, busy ka nina yung phone mo.
I wasn't busy, I was home all day waiting for us to hang out.
So anong conclusion mo doon?
Conclusion ko is sinungaling siya and maybe I can't trust him.
Will you, yun, hindi mo na siya sasagutin ever nang tumawag siya, whatever?
No, of course. Siyempre, mag-uusap pa kami and figure it out. Like, bakit ka nagsinungaling? Why couldn't you just have spoken to me properly?
Ganyan. Pag sinabi ko na walang something nung girl, nagkamali ako ng judgment, I did not inform you kasi nagmamadali na rin ako dahil kawawa naman tong girl kasi parang gusto niya kaka-break lang ng boyfriend, ganun. So, nakalimutan ko na rin talaga, I apologize, hindi na mauulit. What's your answer?
Sabi mo, okay, that's fine. Sana wag na nga.
Tapos tuloy ang relasyon?
Oo. I don't know kung, if I feel, if my intuition tells me na he's not cheating.
Okay.
You know, but that's kind of an orange flag na like, why are you out with this girl alone after she broke up with the boyfriend and you're not telling me? So, like, red flags going off na talaga.
Ito, another situation. Yung phone ng boyfriend mo, hinawakan mo lang tapos nag-react siya, kinuha niya kagad yung phone tapos may ka-text siya pero halatang tinatago-tago yung parang unusual yung movement niya. Anong masasabi niyo?
Aba, may tinatago tayo ah, ano yan?
Pag sinabi niya, ay wala to, ayoko lang, nanood ako ng porn eh, kaya medyo naiya akong pakita sa'yo.
Papabayaan ko na lang yun at that point. I'll let the universe show me.
Oh, okay. Natawag ka niya ng ibang pangalan.
I mean, that happens naman talaga, di ba? Minsan, mabilis ka nagsasalita.
Sige. Bibigyan na sila. Kumakain kayo ng dinner, natawag ka niya ng ibang pangalan, ano ang reaksyon ng isang cat dovey? Ano?
Tuloy-tuloy lang. Like it didn't happen.
What would you, alam mo, ay, masarap ba yung ano? Masarap ba yung pagkain na to, Tina?
Katrina.
Katrina ka ba? Sorry, malayo talaga. Michelle, masarap ba yung pagkain? Ay, Kat, masarap yung pagkain? What would you react?
Nanadya ka ba?
Fuck it.
Iba-iba yung pangalan.
Kala ko masyadong may tinamaan ka sa Michelle eh. Kala ko totoong buhay eh. Okay. Sa sex, nasabi niya ibang name.
I
Naku, sayang naman. Naputol tayo, Kat. Sandali ah. Ano naman tayo, live tayo. Ulitin ko ulit. Ano, during sex, natawag ka na ibang pangalan. Anong sagot mo doon, Kat?
Ano yun?
Ay, di ba naintindihan mo naman sa mo? So, ayun, medyo iba yun?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Pag during sex, it's a little more like, okay, hold on, I need a break. What was that? I don't know. I mean, you really don't know how you react until you're put in these situations. And luckily naman, di pa ako natatawag ng ibang pangalan in bed.
Kat, may talong ako. Anong allowable rejection ang matatanggap na isang cat dobi sa sex? Halimbawa, boyfriend mo, na-active kayo, and then one day said, medyo pahinga lang muna ako. Ilang pahinga muna moment bago malamdaman na there's something ano?
I mean, probably the first time because most of the time, they wanna fuck anytime.
Is that a red flag?
No, not at all. I mean, syempre, sometimes we're tired. We wanna rest.
Yeah, pero alam mo,
ulit-ulit na talaga. And you notice like all the time, the last 2 weeks, laging pagod, laging may excuse. Like, I guess it's time for a conversation. Like, what's happening?
Ilang rejection ang kaya ni Kat bago sabihin na, hey, what's wrong?
Maybe like a 2 week span, I guess, if there's no action.
Sa isang relationship, Kat, anong mararamdaman mo pag ang boyfriend mo nag-iya ng threesome?
Ang sagot ko dyan, basta pwede rin tayo mag-threesome with 2 guys and not just 2 girls, then game. Kung both of us get to experience new things, then sure.
Anong mararamdaman mo pag halimbawa hindi ka pinopost sa social media ng boyfriend mo?
Okay lang yun. That's not what matters, you know? How do you treat me outside of social media? How do you treat me at home when we're alone? That's what's important.
Single lang status sa social media. Okay lang?
Okay lang, sige lang. Basta trust ko siya.
Wait mo naman. Huh? But sa relationship mo, sa pinagtatanong ko sa'yo, may nangyari ba sa inyong ganun? Sa previous relationship mo?
Na alin nangyari.
Yung kahit anong-tanong ko, yung mga nahuli mo, ganun.
Na-biktima
ka na ba ng ano, ng cheating?
Not that I'm aware, no.
Ang ganda na sagot na yun, ha? Kasi may magagaling na cheater, eh, no?
It's possible that hindi ko alam.
Ano ginagawa mo ngayon, Kat, sa, ano mo, sa career mo? Are you still with Biba Max?
Yes, I am. Oh, with
anong latest mo ngayong project?
I have a movie coming out in May. Uh-oh. It's called Sandwich. I'm the lead. I'm super proud of it. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. And I can't wait for everyone to see it talaga.
Ano sandwich? And bite sandwich.
Okay, everybody, please, bite the sandwich.
Ano yung sandwich? But sandwich?
I mean, ano ba? Anong naiisip mo sa word na yan?
That's Trisa. May sandwich ka na sa gitna.
Yes.
Ang ganda ng ending ko ah. Diba, hindi pa natin sandwich. Anong favorite sandwich mo?
Tuna sandwich? Tuna mayo? Childhood ko yan eh.
Kasi mas marami dahil tuna.
Tito joke. Woo!
Di ba ganda? Pero kailan papalabas yan?
I think in May. Hindi ko pa alam yung exact date, but I think around May.
Basta yung kinikili mo, ganda pa rin ah.
Okay pa rin.
Pati taas mo eh. Pati nga, taas mo naman.
No! Why?
Bakit? Dati confident ka ngayon. Ano nangyari? Oh. Bigyan mo naman ako ng mga pang, ano, pang teaser ko. Bigyan mo ako ng pang teaser ko na kunyari. Ay, ano?
Okay na ba yun?
Di ba gagano yung ano mo? Yung... Mabait mo talaga sa akin, promise.
Basta ikaw, Alex.
Ganda-ganda ng usapan natin, no?
Always. Lagi, no?
Yun, invite mo na. Invite mo sila para...
Okay, everybody, please, please watch Sandwich. I'll update on my Instagram pag alam ko na yung exact date. But I'm really proud of this one and I hope everyone supports it because it's amazing. Directed by Jao and Derek Brillante. And very exciting project. Please support. Thank you.
Paano, anong mga pagkakataon naman magsasabi ka ng amazing?
Huh?
Ano mga sitwasyon ang napasabi ka na ng amazing?
Siguro like today, I've been out and doing everything and like everything falls into place. So right before we had the call, I was like, amazing. Thank you, universe. You love me so much.
Yan. Speaking of love, I love Kat Dovey dito sa Punchline with Alex Calia. When they cross the line, give them the punchline. Spread the laughter, not the virus, one more time for my favorite girl in the whole wide universe, Kat Dovey.
Love you, Alex. I love you.
See you again next episode. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.